program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Successful people can be at the top of their game in the business world and as parents, but it can sometimes be difficult to stay above it all. Now it's time to learn from an entrepreneur who has made this a reality. Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efesiou. Chris and his guests will share ideas and experiences to help you manage your life in business and as a parent. Now, here's Chris Efesiou.
Have you ever skipped school because a schoolmate was being cruel to you or was saying things about you that made you feel uncomfortable, embarrassed, or scared? Has this happened to your child? Studies find that 160,000 American kids skip school every day because of fear of being attacked or intimidated by other students. And unfortunately, they're not alone in their plight. Bullying now affects 20% of all children worldwide. There are those who feel that that's what children do. Being cruel to other children is a normal phase. They grow out of it. It isn't. If repeated cruel, purposeful behavior is disregarded, the results can be devastating or even catastrophic for the bullied. But it doesn't end there. It also affects the bystander and even the bully himself. Reducing bullying is not a sprint, but a marathon. It is a long-term commitment utilizing homegrown, data-driven efforts by a staff that applies only proven practices, such as the method developed by Dr. Michelle Borba, the essential 6 R's of bullying prevention. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris, broadcasting live from Anaheim, California. I'm Chris Efesiou. Dr. Michelle Borba is an internationally recognized expert and author on children, teens, parents, bullying, and moral development. Her advice is practical, research-based, and it is amassed from her work with over 1 million parents and educators worldwide. Her strategies have been featured on Dateline and NBC Nightly News. She has appeared on documentaries and is now on the advisory board of the film Bully. She is an NBC Today Show contributor on parenting and educational issues and has been featured in just about every show on television from Dr. Phil to MSNBC, CNN, at The Early Show, and others, and is the parenting expert on Dr. Drew's Life Changers and numerous marquee print publications. Dr. Borba is an award-winning author of 22 books that have been translated in 16 languages, and her proposal, Ending School Violence and Bullying, was signed into California law in 2002. I am thrilled and honored to have her with us on the show today. Dr. Borba, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I need to have you as my new PR person, Chris. It's an absolute honor. You make me feel so old, but am I passionate about raising kids who feel safe and turn out to be caring and moral kids.
Absolutely. And your work clearly shows that. And speaking of that, and morality and avoidance of cruelty and all of it, kids being cruel to kids has been around a long time. Certainly it was around when I was a kid growing up in a country other than the U.S. But it seems like things are getting worse. Is that so?
Yeah, you're right on that one. And it is something that has been going on. It is timeless. But we're seeing a new kind of bully, and we're seeing it escalating. And this is why schools, law enforcement, parents, communities are so concerned. The first thing is it's starting earlier, Chris. We're clearly seeing cruelty starting at our younger set, very well research-based. It's across genders. It's across every zip code and every demographic. And the most important thing that we need to realize, other than the fact that we don't want any child to be able to be treated cruelly, it also impacts the bully when you learn cruel behaviors at a very early age. We're seeing a rash of also something called bully sides. Children who are killing themselves at their own hands because they see no other option, because the cruelty has just increased so much that they don't see a way out. And that's just absolutely tragic. It's up to us as a group of adults to say enough is enough and we can stop this, which we can.
And this happens worldwide. Before the show, we were chatting and you were telling me that you've been just about in every continent there is, and you are going to Colombia next week, and all of that has to do with bullying. Tell me, it would appear that this is almost an epidemic.
Yeah, you know, I we're always concerned about using the word epidemic, but I've been in this business for a very long time. I've been immersed in school violence and children's aggressive behavior patterns, and I've never seen such an upswing in this in across the world. We're looking at statistics that are telling us in our most industrialized areas, it's one out of five children internationally, which is why I was just shocked when educators in Colombia asked me to fly in next week, because they're seeing the same thing there. So it certainly is just about everywhere I've seen. I've also been studying genocide, so let's be very clear on this one. That is in just everywhere I've been. From Colombia, I've just been back from Armenia, Rwanda, and we've just got to stop this because it just escalates up the top.
And many behaviors that turn out to be adult behaviors start in childhood, and many can be traced to bullying.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point. I hear a lot of this. It's only a phase, or he'll outgrow it. Well, we actually see what's called a continuum of aggression. It starts with the cruelty, goes to the aggression, goes to the bullying, but we continue to see that along the way, and we see the same child way back when, domestic violence, spousal abuse, child abuse, all of those started from a very early age. So let's just cut the corners and say enough is enough, and it should never be tolerated. There is no excuse for cold-blooded, intentional cruelty. And that's what bullying is, Chris. It's not the accidental one. It's not the one-time thing. In fact, if we were just stop a minute and look at what is bullying, it's clearly different from what many parents think it is. It always has three parts to it. First, it's intentional or conscious. It means a child is deliberately aiming to cause another child pain. Second, there's always an unequal balance or unequal footing. Bullies are selective, Chris. They pick on kids who cannot hold their own, be it status, be it power, be it size. But the third thing is, it's almost always repeated, which is why a bad piece of advice for a parent to say to a child is, don't worry, it'll get better. It generally doesn't. It usually increases, and that's why we see this repetition of a model that steps in, and it's why it becomes just, it escalates and becomes so deadly if we don't turn around and stop this at the beginning.
And that, of course, as you say, it's repeated behavior, and from what I have read on your blog and on the essential 6 R's of bullying prevention, that, by the way, is on Dr. Borba's website, michelleborba.com, and it is a free download. I would suggest to all listeners to go to the site and download it, chock full of good information, actionable information. It would appear that as I read that, I am getting the picture of a passive-aggressive individual as being the bully. Is that my false?
You know, the interesting thing, Chris, is that it used to be, but now there's just about any, the first thing on this is to really keep in mind is that we don't know 100% of what causes a child to be a bully. And because we now know there's different motivations for it. If you suspect your child is a bully, the most important question you can ask yourself is, what's the child gaining from this behavior? What's lying behind it as to why he thinks he needs to resort to this, or why she says this is the behavior that works? Once you know that, you can put in the best intervention strategy. Is it that he's quick to show anger and he doesn't know how to control it? He needs anger management. Does he not know social problem solving and she's trying to gain her way up a hierarchy of a popularity ladder. That's the new one that says University of California, Davis. It's kids on the second tier of popularity. If so, he needs to be able to stop and look at that one and learn appropriate social skills. Is empathy lying dormant, which is causing a lot with a lot of these kids, or he hasn't had good schooling in empathy development, then there is where he needs the emphasis of it. Or he's just not being monitored, or he's being coached in aggressive behavior patterns. Many of our children actually are, I hear some parents think of it as a leadership trait, and you want to say, no, look at what's going on here. This child is really deliberately causing pain to another child, and he's enjoying the pain. Think about that one. That's when it gets deadly and dangerous.
That's almost the antithesis of leadership.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But what's fascinating is if you go to a business bookstore right now, which I just was doing in the old airport, there's a phenomenal amount of new books that are just out on ethical development and good leadership traits on how to be an ethical leader, because they're also seeing that some leaders are nosediving in empathy development as well. So it's a core one that across the board in every single dimension, no matter what area we're in, we need to realize that this could be a problem. I've got a number of concerned adults out there saying, but this is happening in the workplace. So yeah, it doesn't go away. It starts earlier and it becomes a learned behavior. So the key to this one is bullying is learned, but therefore it means it can be unlearned. What we need to do is apply some darn good proven strategies of what will reduce it. And that's where luckily I come in, because that's what I've been trying to research for really the last 30 years. What works best to reduce this behavior?
Indeed, and I want to make a point on the transference of bullying in the workplace. A couple of months ago, I was reading some data that was published in the Workplace Bullying Institute that says bullying in the workplace affects an astounding 37% of all American workers, or that translates to around 54 million people. And another 12% of workers report that they have witnessed bullying in the job, and 72% of the cases say that it is the boss or the individual who is in a supervisor position that does the bullying. So it doesn't end at childhood unless it is dealt with and that vicious cycle is interrupted. It seems like it follows you later in life.
Yes. Because it becomes a habit, and in a number of cases, and here's why it's so concerning. In fact, there's three kids that are really involved who become the triangle of victims. The bully is a child who begins to learn slowly, not from the one-time bullying episode, but repeatedly, that his conscience actually flips until he begins to see that aggression is acceptable. That's a very concerning trait. The second one is the child who's the victim. We all know either ourselves or someone else, but I always have parents in the audience who come up just in tears afterwards saying, but that was me, and it never goes away. And MRIs are actually looking in the brains of children who have been victimized, and they are now clearly finding that a child who is verbally abused has just as much neurological impact as a kick in the stomach. It goes away. They begin to feel like they really deserve to be treated like that. But the third one is 85% of the kids who are bystanders are witnessing and they're watching it, and many of those kids are now developing post-traumatic stress. If they have heightened empathy, they're watching cruelty of a classmate, and it is impacting them as well. It means all of our children are in jeopardy here.
It is a subject that needs attention, and the time is now. And my guest is Dr. Michelle Borba. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm Chris Effacio. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epiciu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epiciu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. For information on this program and other activities, please visit my website, chrisfsu.com, or cdochiefdaddyofficer.com. On Facebook, I'm Chris Epiciu, and you can follow me on Twitter at Chief Daddy Officer. Throughout this hour, I look forward to hearing your questions. And your questions directly posed to my guest, Dr. Michelle Borba, you can do that by calling 1-866-472-5788 or email your question to chris@straightupwithchris.com. I'm Chris Epiciu. My guest is Dr. Michelle Borba. Please visit her website, michelleborba.com, where you're going to find a wealth of information on bullying prevention, understanding and prevention, over 40 articles on her website, michelleborba.com. On Facebook, her page is Michelle Borba's Big Book on Parenting Solutions, and follow her on Twitter at Michelle Borba. Before we went on break, we were talking about general things, the general understanding of bullies and bullying. And as parents, for most of our listeners, one would think, one would hope that our children are comfortable enough to confide in us when they are being bullied. Do children tell their parents? If not, why not? Is it false expectation, false hope on the parents' part to think that a child will go to the parent and say, hey, mom, dad, I'm being bullied, or I'm being harassed, I'm being spoken to?
Oh, it's such a great question, because deep down, every one of us just assumes our children would come and tell us. One of the biggest tragedies I'm up against are parents coming to me after the fact, or a horrific bully side saying, but why didn't they come? So we've surveyed hundreds of children, and we're getting the answers. So this is some really important points. First of all, about third grade seems to be the nosedive switch. Our children before third grade usually come and tell. They come and say, I'm being bullied. How we respond at that level is whether or not they will continue to come and tell. After the third grade, there's a nosedive that they stop. Now, why? Number one is fear of intimidation or embarrassment. So keep that in mind. It's very, very intimidating for any child to admit that this kid is really picking on me. Number two, though, they say that our advice isn't always the best. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. It's not going to be so bad tomorrow, which generally isn't true because, remember, bullying is a pattern. So they're not as likely to come to us if we give them that advice. Third, they're terrified that we're going to make it worse. I'm going to go get that father. I'm going to call. They're in very often almost in a fear of terror or just, can you imagine going to school and being so concerned about your own physical or emotional safety, you can't think or concentrate on what's going on. Those are the top reasons, and as a result of it, it's very important for all of us as parents to just put your radar up, tune into your kid, and start looking for potential signs with the assumption they may not come and talk to you. There are some telltale signs along the way. I always tell parents the first most critical sign is if you know your child's normal behavior, you know that kid. Nobody knows him better than you. And all of a sudden, you begin to see a switch in that normal. That switch lasts every day, starts to spill over in other areas, starts to take away from your own relationship. Any of those are enough. If it lasts every day from 2 weeks, pick up the phone and get some kind of mental health because something's going on and your child does need help. But, Chris, there's some other signs. If you want to talk about them, we can just go through some of these signs.
Please do. Please do.
I think the first one is every child is going to have a bump or a bruise. But how about recurrent bumps and bruises? Physical bullying is one kind of bullying. It's the most actually less frequent type of bullying, but the slam, the pinch, the punch can all be a type of bullying. Second of all, extortion, threats. What happened to the pricey iPod? Where's that outfit? How come there's a tear on your jacket? Again, it might not be a one-time, but it's recurrent because, remember, bullying is a pattern. Ask about it. Find out what's going on. And every kid will say, don't allow kids to bring pricey items to school. It is a setup. So that's another one that's amazing. All of a sudden, your child was Little Miss Sunshine. She fears being alone. She's a little more clingy. She's next to you. She wants you to drop you off at school. She doesn't want you out of her sight. What's going on? If it's not bullying, something else is, and you need to get the bottom of it. It could be a child who's suddenly sullen. All of a sudden, they're evasive. They're withdrawn. Yeah, every kid's got a moody day. But does it keep lasting? Watch also for the sleep problems, the nightmares. Does he, this is a really interesting one, rush home to use your restroom? 43% of kids are afraid to use the school restrooms. Bullying is a hot button issue in a school restroom. Or how about does he rush home and eat? Because what's happening to the lunch money? He may not be saying that somebody's taking it or eating his lunch, but those are all signs that something's going on. The Mayo Clinic would say, watch out for the headaches. Watch out for the stomach aches that are reoccurring. And also look at homework. Watch the homework. Because a child who's stressed, and that's what bullying causes, major stress, has a tough time concentrating, focusing. You may see a nosedive as well as in grades. So those are a few. When it comes to cyberbullying, which is electronic bullying, watch to see how does your child respond when an email comes in, a text comes in. Does he start covering up what's going on in front of that computer? Does he start using the computer at odd times? Those are all things that are really interesting points to be aware of because it could be there's electronic bullying is also an issue. And social exclusion, particularly with girls, because, Chris, bullying peaks around middle school levels. Does she stop talking about certain friends that used to be good buddies? Does she start just kind of pulling her way away from texting or talking to the buddies or not want to be with any of those girls? Could be something else is going on. They need to get the bottom of it.
And of course, what I'm hearing you saying is that at all times, all parents should be vigilant and they should be in tune with their child. But it would appear that to understand and comprehend the signs of bullying, you need to be that much more on your toes.
You do. And I think it's really, look, we know that it's rampant. We know it's 1 out of 3 of our children in our schools is either a bully or bullied these days. So we need to watch. We're watching for signs of just a child who's being a bullied child. We also need to obviously look at the reverse. But the most important lesson here is don't assume your child's going to come and tell. We need to watch out for each other's kids. We need to look at the signs. My website has a whole blog list of here's other signs to look at. You may want to just not run those off for yourself, but get them to copies of your other parents' friends. Have a teacher start running those off and putting on school websites. We need to connect with one another and start looking out for each other's children as well.
Kind of a buddy system against bullying. Again, Dr. Borba's website, which is chock full of good information for parents, is michelleborba.com. And on that site, you will also find a download of the Essential 6 Rs of Bullying Prevention, which is a program, a synopsis of a program for organizations and schools. It is not for parents, but the rest of it is for parents, and it is just everywhere on her site, michelleborba.com. Now, there are a few myths about bullying that parents should know, and they should understand the myth and the reality. What are some of those myths?
Well, I think the first one is it's a phase. He'll outgrow it, or it's just a temporary thing. It's not a phase. What we know, for instance, is that usually bullying starts at a low level. Almost always the first kind of bullying, by the way, is verbal. And if the child doesn't know how to respond at that first level or the bully gets away with it, what happens is it will continue and very often escalate. Another one is hugely a myth, telling the child, just get tough and hit the bully back. I caution parents on that advice big time. I just did a huge Huffington Post review on this one. Here's why. Number one is, remember, bullies are selective, Chris. They usually pick on kids who can't hold their own, either physically, status, or size. So the first thing, it's going to be very tough for your child to be able to hold their own and hit back. Second of all, there's another caution here, and that is 49 states now have passed anti-bullying policies. What we're seeing now is that in certain cases when the parent does say, go hit the kid back, who gets suspended and expelled is very often what's happening is the child who's the victim and not the bully. Bullying usually happens in places when there is not adult supervision, which is another really important clue to keep in mind. We can talk about hotspot areas, but don't tell your child hit him back, because that's a setup for a child for doomed and failure. It's a harmless rite of passage that's a natural part of growing up. That just fries me. No child deserves to be treated with cruelty, and no child should ever be allowed to get away with cruelty. What we're seeing is when you are allowed to get away with that behavior, it actually will reframe your child's heart, which is meaning their empathy, or their conscience, which is that piece of is it right or wrong. So don't think that one. It'll disappear if you ignore it. Don't worry about it. What we find is that, for instance, let's look at Phoebe Prince, the little girl in New Jersey who ended up in a vicious case of hanging herself as a result of the bullying. She started being bullied in Ireland, in that particular school, moved from Ireland to a new school. What we find is that very often the behavior of victimization just keeps coming with the child, no, to wherever you are. So you can say, I'm going to take my child out of that environment and put him someplace else. But remember, great that he's in a safer environment, but do know that in addition, your child needs some new skills or new habits so he doesn't or she doesn't continue to use the same ones.
Very sound advice. A whole lot of advice and signs for parents to watch to understand if their child is being bullied can be found on Dr. Borba's website, michelleborba.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a moment. My guest is Dr. Michelle Borba. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. I'm Chris Epicu. My guest is Dr. Michelle Borba. Please visit her website, michelleborba.com, where you can find a wealth of information on bullying understanding and prevention. Her Facebook page is Michelle Borba's Big Book of Parenting Solutions, and follow her on Twitter at Michelle Borba. Please call us with your questions at 1-866-472-5788 or email your questions to chris@straightupwithchris.com. So it would appear that since bullies are those individuals who prey on the weak, that some kids may make an easier prey for them than others. Are there some kids that are more likely to be victims than others?
Yes. Unfortunately, we do know that there's certain temperaments of children. And we also know that there's actually certain demographics that are really interesting. There's a lot of research is going into this. First, one of the most unfortunate, highest levels of victimization is dealing with our special education population, particularly children on the autism spectrum. So you're seeing YouTube tapes, horrific kinds of incidences that have happened on TV, television, about children particularly riding a bus who were autistic and then children ganging up on them. That just breaks my heart. I taught autistic children for years. That was just horrible to me. Children in the gay, lesbian, any kind of a spectrum there very often are on a middle school or high school level, some of the most highly children most likely to victimize as well. Children who have heightened levels of anxiety, they are quick to anger or impulsive. They're children who, when you walk out onto a playground, a bully can spot them. Because, remember, bullies like reactions. So they're very often look for kids who are going to show that reaction, the crying, the pouting, the whining. And the most fascinating thing, Chris, this was done up at University of Toronto, hundreds and hundreds of hours of videos on elementary playgrounds What the researchers wanted to do was just rewind those, look to see which child would be most likely to be picked on. And the fascinating thing, it wasn't anything the child did, but within, or said, but within seconds what they found, it was how the child stood. Now this is really important information for a parent. What they discovered is that the child, if they used what's called wimpy body language, that means his head's down, his hands are in his pockets, his eye contact's looking on the floor, what it sends a message to a bully is, that's an easy target. The fascinating thing is we've done the same thing with sexual predators in prison, with just images of women walking by. Which one would you target? Which one would be the easy one? They immediately point out the same one. Why? Because she looks easy. So if there's one thing that we could teach our children, seriously, starting around the age of 2, it's real easy. It's one rule. Always look at the color of the talker's eyes. Now, what that does is it actually makes the child hold his head up a little higher. And if he's looking at you in the eye, you're not telling him, use strong body language. You're just looking eyeball to eyeball. What you're finding is that it actually makes his whole body have stronger body language. For a child who's autistic, eye contact is not something a child does. They usually look more at his shoulder. But you can tell him to look behind the child over at the wall behind him, and he won't know the difference. With children I had in my classroom who are very, very shy, a very sensitive child, quick to tear up, tell him to look instead at the bridge between the person's nose and he'll never know the difference. Those are all little hints along the way, because what we discover is the first step to bully-proof your child is by helping them learn stronger body language.
And it sounds so simple, and yet it is such a terrific piece of advice for all parents to teach their children. We have a question from a concerned mother from Tara in San Francisco. She says, hi, Michelle and Chris. I have a 7-year-old who, in comparison to her classmates, is considered heavier. She cries nearly every day when she comes home from school. What can I say to her to help her so this doesn't cause her long-term emotional damage?
Well, unfortunately to mom, what we do know is that overweight children are also very often to be victimized. So my first thing to mom on just a little footnote is you may want to consider, if she is heavy, to watch the weight, because it's not going to be just a problem when she's 7. It will continue to haunt her the rest of her life. Number 2 is one loyal buddy. If she can find one loyal buddy and stick with that buddy, kids, popularity is a big myth and it's overrated. Children never need a bunch of friends, but they need one loyal buddy. And children who have one are less likely to be picked on, or at least it reduces that problem of pain. Third thing is teach her what to say inside her head. And I am assuming what's happening right now, if she's coming back home crying every day, she's crying because she's either excluded or being picked on. So step number 1 is go immediately and talk to the teacher. Find out, does she have a support system, where it's happening and when it's happening. Here's why. Bullying usually happens at the same places, Chris. Same places. Hot spot places at schools are bathrooms. Walk with a buddy. Go and get a pass during class time, not during recess, if that's the problem. Recess. It's not in the middle of the playground. It's on the corners of the playground. Tell her to go towards those teachers a little more. Backs of school buses are a horrible place for a child to sit. Front right-hand side is a far better place. And teach her not only confident body language, that's going to be a new habit, it's going to take a while. Boost her self-esteem inside, that's going to be enormously important. But if anybody ever says anything to you that's just mean inside, you're going to start telling yourself inside your head, I don't deserve this. Why? Because pretty soon what happens, the victim, if they're not careful, begins to believe the taunts of the bully. But if she could at least say inside her head, I don't deserve to be treated like this, it really helps just diffuse the horrible taunts that she's hearing.
It is, It is all about building a child's self-esteem. It seems to lead them clear from trouble like that. And it's, again, something that will be a good thing for them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, exactly. And remember, though, I think there's a huge thing that we've been fed with parents that self-esteem just makes is about making your kid feel good about themselves. No, self-esteem has two parts to it, and it's an equal balance. One part of it is making your child feel that they're a worthwhile, glorious human being. It's the hugs, it's the love, it's the respect, it's the warmth. But the other side is helping your child feel competent. It's giving them the skills so they can handle life, so they don't need to be rescued by you when they're out on that playground. So you've taught them bully prevention skills, and you've taught them how to always look at the color of the talker's eyes, or what to say inside my head, or how to assert yourself, or how to look like I'm a little calmer so I'll be less likely to be picked on. You put competence and you put worthiness as a balance together. You've got a child who's being able to not only handle bullies better, but be able to handle life better. And that's what self-esteem is.
Indeed. Bullying, besides the school and work later in life or in every place, it also seems to take place at home as well.
Yes, we are seeing, though we don't want to think this, we always think it's called, sibling rivalry. But we're finding that many of our children who are bullies are learning it in their own homes. And where they're learning it from is actually from siblings. So be very careful about sibling relationships. Yeah, there's always going to be some teasing, and there's always going to be some friction. That's just what siblings do. I've got three boys, and that's the way it goes. But what you really want to make sure is that one kid's not picked on more. One kid is not always the one who becomes the brunt of the jokes. One kid is not really bullied by the older child, or could be the younger to the older. But watch it, because it is becoming a pattern that now researchers are really looking for: sibling bullying. And it'll haunt the child not only in your relationship at the home, but he'll carry over that image so he's going back into the classroom with, this is the way I deserve to be treated. Or, this is the way I get to pick on others because it works at home, the way I'm doing it with my buddy or my brother.
So we've talked a fair amount about kids who are being bullied, but how do we recognize our own child is the bully?
I love that question, because I think that's one of the hardest questions to be able to ask yourself and to be able to answer honestly. But I'm going to give you some signs, Chris. I think the most important thing is for any parent who suspects it, immediately please go and get some help from the teacher. If they don't have the psychology background, then go and ask for the psychology referral. Get some really good intervention, because the earlier you can stop it, the more successful you'll be. A child who bullies at age 8 has a 1 in 4 chance to have a criminal record by the age of 28. That's what the research says. So, here's some signs to look for. Is it a child who is really excluding or shunning other kids? Not just a one-time thing, but you're seeing this pattern. There's the playgroup, and he's always leaving other kids out as opposed to, come on and join us. That is, exclusion and rejection is one of the 5 types of bullying. So watch that one. Are you seeing a child who taunts or intimidates or harasses? That's very different from teasing. Teasing is playful or unplayful, but the other kid can hold their own and say, cut it out, and the kid does. Taunting can be vicious and really continue up. This is another kind. It's called relational bullying. It's usually best with girls, but it's the kind of child who really is spreading vicious rumors verbally or electronically, and they hurt another child's reputation. Be very careful about that, and sit down with your daughter and say, no, that is not how we treat others. They're physically aggressive. They're getting away with it, but usually that starts early. So you can almost see that in preschool. That's the kicking, the punching, the slamming, the choking, threatening with force or fear. They damage another child's property or clothing, not once, but there's a pattern to it. Watch to see, is your child taking pleasure in seeing another child in pain? When you see another child hurting, how is your child responding? Those are all signs that are warnings to you.
And All of these signs and many more can be found on Dr. Michelle Borba's website, michelleborba.com. My guest is Dr. Michelle Borba, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris. We'll be back in a moment.
Voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epiciu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris. Real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epiciu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. I'm Chris Epiciu. My guest is Dr. Michelle Borba. Please visit her website, michelleborba.com, where you can find over 40 articles of information with regard to bullying understanding and prevention, including the essential 6 R's of bullying prevention. Michelle, could you talk to us a little bit about that? I understand that those are intended for organizations, schools, and the like. But please share a little bit about them with our listeners.
Yes, oh, I'd love to, because I think the most important thing from all of this is we need to be very clear that bullying is situational, which means culture matters dramatically. The school, the home, the playgroup. You'll find that in certain places your child is in, bullying isn't happening, where in other places it is. And it's because when I look at this, I came up with these 6 R's after spending about 30 years in the field of violence. These are all things that we can do. It isn't one R. It's all 6 that are critical. The first R is that you need to really set some rules, some parameters. You need an anti-bullying policy, but you also need it in your home. In this house, we build each other up. We don't take each other down. In this classroom, it's about helping, not hurting. But it's a clear policy that all stakeholders are involved with, from teachers to parents to communities. We all know it. The second R is, so you have these rules, you've got to be able to recognize what the heck bullying is. I think it's a very critical piece that we're overlooking, that we need to understand what it is and what it isn't. It's normal, not normal discourse. It's that definition. And once you recognize it, you teach kids what it is, you teach stakeholders what it is, they can intervene and they can do the third thing is report it. We need to give children, we know this, Chris, the Secret Service of the United States told us this, the best way to stop a school shooting is to give kids anonymous reporting options if they don't feel safe. It could be a report box, it could be a website online, it could be any, but if we know that our children aren't going to come face to face with us, we need to be able to teach them, if you don't feel safe or you see this happening, here's where to report it, and then we need to act on those reports. The fourth thing is, after you've got those first three, which is really creating the culture in the school site, and it's much more regimented than all of just this quick little introduction, but the fourth is, let's mobilize those bystanders. 85% of our children are watching bullying, and all of research says best hope to stop it is to mobilize their compassion and teach them how. There's a, I did a special on Dateline, and it's on my website. Click on it and watch it. You will cry. But we taught kids how to step in, and once they knew how to step in, it dramatically reduced bullying. Then what we need to do is teach our number five, our victims, how to refuse, how to stand up with dignity. We need to teach them some skills from an earlier age so they know how. They'll be less likely to be picked on. And the sixth one is, let's teach our bullies or children who are aggressive, replace their behaviors, how to replace the aggression with empathy, how to replace the what they're doing currently with more acceptable behaviors. You put all those six together, and what I've done in schools after schools, I've worked with almost a million parents in schools on almost five continents now. We find it will reduce the bullying because everybody's in it together, and it's all for the sake of our children.
The six R's to change: rules, recognize, report, respond, refuse, and replace. All of them on Dr. Borba's website, michelleborba.com, along with the clip from her special on Dateline about the pushback from bystanders and the very serious impact that they have to curtail the bullying. All very, very sound advice. Again, michelleborba.com. And so before I let you go, and I know that, as we said earlier, you will be traveling to Colombia, an awful lot of places, including the U.S. Army, has mobilized you to go to different bases and do certain bullying prevention strategies there. Why did they get you to do that? What does that involve? Tell us about it.
Chris, one of the most amazingly exciting things I've ever done in my life, it was the commanders on our U.S. Army bases overseas. We have 50,000 families over there right now with rapid deployments. Those children, very often, they need to be safe and they need to be cared about, and they're in what is called Department of Defense schools. The commanders signed anti-bullying policies. So what I've just finished is coming back from actually training teams of counselors, educators, even their MPs on every base we have in Europe and every base we have overseas in our Asian Pacific. I was in Seoul as well, from Netherlands to England to Italy to Germany. And what they've now done is taken those six R's, put them to heart, and now are training teams on each of those school sites as well. So it was a hallelujah moment of just excitement to heck to be able to know there's a lot of children who are going to feel safer as a result of all of this.
Indeed it is. So in the last minute or so, what are your parting words for what parents should do, if you can encapsulate that in a minute, about preventing and helping their child to avert bullying and not be the victim?
I think the number one is, from a very early age, please don't rescue your child. I know we want to, and we hate to be able to see ourselves, our child in pain, but when we speak up for our kids when they're two and three, or we always step in and correct the other child, we may be doing our child a disservice. They become dependent on us. Instead, stand by them. Advocate for them. But say, let's freeze them. Let's play that over, and let's role play another way. when you show your child another way and then you rehearse it over and over again, because Chris, kids learn best by showing, not telling. You practice new skills or habits. I have dozens of them on my website, but I'm going to say just take one at a time. Take one little side, maybe if it's just always look at the color of the talker's eyes, or there's the calm way, there's the how to do a plan. Those are all acronyms I use with kids. Just take one. New behaviors take a minimum of 21 days of repetition in order to become a habit. When a parent says you don't have time, you do too. It's a minute a day rehearsing the same habit over and over till it finally kicks in and your child has it. He will have that habit for life. Now you can add the next one, and that's what parenting is all about.
Indeed it is. And a minute a day is that kind of minute that can save your child's life. I've never heard more sound advice than this, and I am again thrilled, Michelle, that you have been with us on this show. I am hoping that you'll be kind enough to return at some point in the future.
I would love to, Chris. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I hope you join me next week to discuss the secret ingredients that can take you from good to great in business and at home with my guest, Meredith Bell, president of Performance Support Systems, a company that for the past 25 years has been creating assessment and development tools that help people become stronger for work and for home. So tune in next Thursday at 6 p.m. East, 3 West, on Straight Up with Chris, real talk for business and parenthood. Until then, seize the moment, every moment, at work and at home. Let's talk more next week. I'm Chris Efesiou. Thanks for listening.
Thank you again for tuning in to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood. Please join your host, Chris Efesiou, again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it an engaging week at work and at home. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.